Blog Talk Radio.
Cause all we want. said we've been praying, we've been told, now we're crying, heaven send a rain. Can I get some people who have some seeds in the ground to just begin to declare that? Just help me out. I just want to hear you sing it. Say, we've been praying, we've been sowing, now we're crying. Come on, say it real big, say it. Come on, can you just say it one more time in this room? Let faith rise with you. Come on, say it. Say, we've been praying, we've been sowing, now we're crying. Let me tell you something. Rain only matters to those who have seed in the ground. If you don't have seed in the ground, rain is a nuisance. But if you've been planting some things and you've been praying some things, when the rain comes, you can expect a harvest. Follow. This is for everybody who's been sowing a seed in a dry season. And you keep saying, I wonder where my harvest is. The harvest is connected to the rain. I'm telling you, there's a revival coming to this land. God is about to send the rain to this land, and every seed that you sow and every prayer that you pray is about to come forth in harvest. That's why we say, we've been praying.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. People of God, my saints, good evening. I'm your host, Minister Terry. This is Fourth Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. Amen. Women speak now with what's the word? Praise God. Family, you know, when the Lord gives me a word, he gives it to me in my spirit, it stirs in my spirit, and I'm asking the Lord, what is that word? And the word, family, will strive. Striving to survive. My God. Families that strive together, stay together. Amen. Let us begin in prayer, family. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you, Father, just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. Another opportunity you have allowed Pastor E to allow me another opportunity to share a word on this broadcast. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that I'm used as your vessel tonight to deliver this word. Father, I pray that our hearts are open, our minds are clear to receive this word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, you know when you give me a word, this is something, Father, you want me to do some research on. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that this word is received. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, Father, I pray for our world. I pray, Father, for our world. I pray for our health and our safety. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for our nation. Pray for our nation, Father, as we have 12 days. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray. I pray, Father, that we get out and we cast our votes. Father God, we know every authority is appointed by you, Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, and I pray for justice. Justice and peace in our nation, Father. Justice and truth, Father. And stop the killings in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this family, we pray together. Father, you said of families that pray together will stay together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray as I share these principles of family. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, not just our families we were born with, but Father, I pray for our kingdom families. In your son Jesus' name, Father, I release my prayers to you. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. family, again, I said that word was strive together.
Amen.
We always have to say, no matter what, no matter what, family is the most important thing in our life. I always say, as a team, families, we win. And there is no one is loser. We all win, amen. But we also, in this fallen world, we have sin. We have so much sin going on, family. And that can cause families problems, right? I tell you, family, in this word that I'm sharing tonight, I'm referencing also from Mark 3:35. You know the parable of Jesus when he was in the synagogue and they told him his mother, his brothers, and his sister were out there. And he spoke to the crowd. He looked around and he told them, he said, here are my mother and my brothers and my sister. And then, and that's Mark 3:35 tells us, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. That being said, my God, Jesus says, we are all family. Hallelujah. We have to praise God. We praise him, family. We have to just praise him over circumstances. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on of the world. But he said, we're in the world, but not of the world. Amen. Sometimes we just have to just shut it out. Shut it out, just spend time with him. Let him restore our minds. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, if you have your Bible tonight, family, turn with me to Colossians 3:5-16. And if you're live on Facebook, I did post it and copied it on the event page under discussion. Again, family, that's Colossians 3:5-16. And it reads, therefore put to death your members, which are on earth, members on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which are idolatry. And then verse 6 says, because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Verse 7, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. Verse 8, but now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth, my God. Then verse 9 says, do not do unto one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, my God. Verse 10, and you have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, nor free, but Christ in all, and all, and in all. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 12, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. Verse 13, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you must also do. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 14 tells us, but above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. The bond of perfection. Put on love. Verse 15 tells us, and let the peace of God that the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Okay? Thankful. Verse 16 tells us, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise, family. I just read again Colossians 3:5-16. And this was written by the great apostle Paul. When you read that, he's speaking to us. When we go into his word, we make it personal. He's speaking right to us. He's speaking to our hearts. The great apostle Paul, his purpose was to show Christ with us is in all of us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. As believers, rooted in him, not in ourselves. We're rooted in him. We're alive in him. We're hidden in him. My God, we are complete in him, in his love, his peace, peace in our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. As a church, and that's the church within each of us, we are to work together, supporting and serving one another in love. That word, in love. We say love, God is love. Amen. And when non-believers, I tell you, when non-believers see how well we are joined together, they'll be drawn to Jesus, the kingdom of God. Amen, family? I tell you, he tells us to cling to what is good. Hallelujah. Yes, family, right now there's so much going on, but the Lord is speaking to our hearts. He tells us to cling to one is what is good. And he always says unity. Unity. I praise Evangelist Virginia because she used that word unity. One for all and all for one. Oh, thank you, Jesus. One church, family. We have to strive for it. Amen. But we always have to say, before we can get to Colossians 5, the word advises us to seek. When we're seeking things, we got to go looking. Seek things above. And yes, like we know, there's a lot going on. Some good things going on of the world and some bad things going on of the world. But God, he doesn't want us to lose our focus. Keep our eyes on the prize, Jesus. Set our minds on things above and not the things on this earth. Amen. But do we really think that if we cut on the TV, on the radio, and we listen to it all day long, what are we paying our attention to? Where is our focus? Amen, family. I tell you, he understands. He understands some of us. Some of us are still going to work. Some of us are still having to get out, and some of them working from home and corporate jobs. But the thing is, we always have to make time. We have to make time for God, time alone. Some of us may have to sacrifice some time. Again, you got to get up early. If you have to get up early, early person, get up early in the morning. If you're a night person, stay up late. If you're working, sacrifice your lunch break. We have to spend time with him. Amen, family? And it's going to take some work. It takes us to die to this flesh. We have to die to our flesh to live and operate in the spirit. Our family always say, when I go into his word, I'm going in first to minister to me. I want the Lord to work on me within me. Amen, family? I tell you, we have some things we got to do when we want to appear with him in his glory. I tell you, family, God is so good. He's so worthy to be praised. I was listening to that song before we started. And I was saying, yes, the harvest is plenty. And I was praying, Lord, increase the laborers. Thank you, Jesus. And then, family, we're going back to Colossians 3:5. It says, put to death our members, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which are idolatry. I tell you, God knows. He knows all of us. You know, as your mother and your father know you, God knows his children. He knows our thoughts. He knows our temperaments. He knows how far we can go. He knows how much we can do. God knows us. I tell you, family, there's nothing he doesn't know about us. But he always say, keep our minds stayed on Jesus. Pure things. Lovely things. Amen, family. Oh, and the big thing, family, the big thing is do not be judging what people, who they are, and what they do. That is not up to us. Because, I tell you, some of us, we got to just keep our mouth off other folks. Amen, family? We all have had some times where we have come short of the glory of God. If we say we didn't, we're lying to ourselves. I tell you, family, God is so good. He's so forgiving. And his word, oh, thank you, Jesus. As believers, oh, hallelujah. God forbid us if we're running around, sleeping around, and we know that's not right. He said fornication. He knows. I remember when a while back, Prophetess Lori, she had taught on Will I Be Made Whole, on her broadcast. She had taught about incest in the church. I was like, incest in the church. And when you hear that, you have to think about it. It was sisters and brothers and sisters in the church sleeping around. My God, you know. He holds us more accountable to his word because we know his word. Amen, family. So, he tells us in his word, do not skip over nothing. And we have to get in his word, because once we get in his word, we can control the members. He told us, control the members. Mind over body. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, and when the word says uncleanliness, most of the time when people think of uncleanliness, people think, their mind goes to thinking about a homeless person. No. He's talking about uncleanliness. It's speaking of not what you see. It's what's within. Unclean, filthiness, foulness, morally defiled, impure inside. Uncleanliness. It's not, it's whatever comes out the mouth is coming from the heart, uncleanliness. And he says, as a man and a woman thinketh in their heart, so are they, so are we. Amen, family. That's why he said, keep our minds stayed on Jesus. Then also, family, and passion. Passion speaks of a strong and barely controllable emotions, strong sexual desires. Lusting, a strong desire for something or someone more than God. That's idolatry. Evil desires. Evil desires are thinking about things to do harm to others. And this month, family, this month I was telling my sisters, I was telling sisters in the kingdom in our family too. This month is a month of praying. He told us, pray without ceasing. Evil desires. Some people have a passion for Halloween. Oh, my God. Some have evil desires to do harm. Then you have to think, why do they call it trick or treat? Oh, come on now. I always say, Lord, help us. One of my neighbors, they had a little plaque, like a cemetery plaque with a black rose on it. Lord, I would stop in front of it and pray. Oh, my God. Then also, family, he talks of covet, not to covet. And it's a true saying. People will sell their souls for something. Covet, having excessive and evil desires for wealth. Wealth of another person's, not yours. A desire for what is not ours. God, what God has for me is for me, and what God has for you is for you. So if we don't spend time with him, we will never know that. Thank you, Jesus. Family, we must be. Right now, I say, you know, with the kids online, everything's online, secondary to COVID. We must be monitoring them and educating our children to beware. Amen, family. I tell you, they're doing so many online activities, online schooling, TV. Yes, watch up and monitor. What are they paying attention to? You know, we all, as people, we love music. But some of them are idolatry, praise and hip-hop stars. I love sports, too. Love the Lakers, but I love my Lord more than that. Some of them are praise and athletes. My God, always to help us to covet. That's to wish or crave for something or property of someone else, another person. But we have to be putting, we can't put nothing in nobody before our God. Amen, family. That's why he told us that those are forms of idolatry. Then, when things are going wrong, we wonder, and we be wondering why. Why I'm going through this? Why this is happening to me? But God, it comes upon his sons and daughters for disobedience. Doing things, I always say doing things our way, our way, failure, failing to and refusing to obey his rule. Sometimes you just have to wake up. Lord, what do you need me to do today? And then we have to do, when we're doing things, I always say, what would Jesus do? You know, because we gonna battle. As long as we're in this flesh, it's gonna be a spiritual and a physical battle. But the Holy Spirit is there to help us. I thank God because I call on him all the time. Then, you know, this is what I'm saying. Failure and refusing to obey God's rules. And that's even those in authority. Romans 13 tells us that every authority is appointed by God. Then we look at it, then you wonder why all the jails and prisons are full with men and women being disobedient to God, disobedient to their parents. He said to honor their mother and their father, but they're just being disobedient. I tell you, but I can't say all of them knew. Some of them probably didn't know the word of God. That's why he said, let not my people perish for lack of knowledge. We have to share Jesus. We need him more now to be sharing him now, even if it's just over these airlines, airways, however you can get it out. You have to mail a letter, share him. Amen, family. He says, let not my people perish. Oh, my God. And you know our folks. We can memorize and we can learn songs. We can learn dance routines. We can do all that stuff. Them are gifts God has given us. But are we using them to learn his word, to get familiar with his word, to help somebody before they fall? Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, to stop them. You know, we've all been through some trials and tribulations. But if we can share our testimony, our trials and tribulations, maybe we can stop them. But, you know, we don't go through life's trials. But then maybe we can prepare them how they're going to be proactive instead of reactive when the trials come upon them. Thank you, Jesus. The trials don't come. I thank God for my trials, because the trials I've been through in life has opened my eyes. The trials have put you in the lightness and expose all that darkness you were in, what you were doing at night. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Jesus. And you wonder why you can't sleep and you're restless. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, what destroys families are sin. Sin, disobedience. Disobedient to the word of God, going against and arrogantly doing what God says not to do. I tell you, we have to say, these lives are not our own. If you don't know that, you have to read. You have to study. You have to meditate on. Jesus paid his life on the cross for you and I. We were bought. We were bought for a price. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God, when we're being disobedient, like you said, you might feel something in your spirit, something not right. You can't function all day. I'm just in a disarray. God, he gives us warning. He gives us warnings. That's why it's so vital to know his voice. He says, my sheep hear me, they know my voice, and they follow. But sometimes you got to know his voice, and you can't know that other, the enemy's voice. He'll call too. Amen, family. I tell you, and we follow, and when we continue, but if we continue to operate, and we hear his voice, and we're ignoring it or not answering it, he disciplines us. You know, when you was a child, your mom and dad, they disciplined you. Just died. Because he loves us. He loves his children. When parents, I know parents discipline their children because you love them. But I tell you, family, even when we're walking and we're operating in disobedience, God has still been right there with us, with open arms. I thank him because he was right there when we failed. He's loving and forgiving. He's a loving and forgiving Father. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, family, we're going to Colossians 3 and 8. This is a huge one. He said to put off. Do we have control over anger? My God. You know, our folks, do we have control over anger? Or do we just allow people to push our buttons? You have power within you. I tell you, the enemy, he's going to send his little soldiers. Let me see if I could push her buttons. Let me see if I could have her jump in her flesh. You got to watch out. Oh, my gosh. Have you ever been around an angry person? You been around one? I know we have. And you always say, I say, it's not cool. Cool at all, right? Because we never know what might jump off an angry person. I tell you, if we are hanging around, if we're hanging around angry people, somebody is always upset, always angry, you don't think that's going to spill over to us? He says, guard our peace, ear gates, eye gates, guard your spirit. He wants us to grow. He always says, grow in him to be slow to anger. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, when we walk in the spirit, we deny that flesh. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And family, Proverbs 15 and 1 tells us, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs anger. Oh, my God. How are we speaking and treating one another? Are we speaking and treating one another in love? Because we know love covers all. Wrath, love covers all. My God. Then, family, he says, speaks on wrath. Extreme. Wrath is extreme anger, rage, furious. Sort of like watching some riots unveil. My God. A strong resentment of people wanting to get even always was raised up to, and I know you were too, and we know the word of God. Two wrongs will never make it right. My God. Some of us, I tell you, some of us like to argue. That's why he said, the members, watch your tongue. Some of us like to argue. But when one person quiets themselves, controls that tongue, the argument ceases. Can you see somebody arguing with themselves? So that little small member that I'm speaking with now, we have to have control, self-control over. Amen, family. I tell you, he always said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Some things we have to say, them words. What would Jesus do? Would he say them words? My God. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's the word of God. I love what Pastor E teaches on our fear. Getting familiar with it. Getting understanding. Letting the Lord reveal some things to you personally so that we can apply it. My God, you know, I think back a few years ago, I was trying to get familiar, then trying to apply it. Hold up. Where's my understanding? God revealed something to you. I'm telling you, family, scriptures I read years back, the Lord gives me a new revelation. I thank him. I thank you for his word. Thank you, Jesus. Then, family, we have malice. Malice is an intentional or desire to do evil towards anyone, anybody. Harm, injury, deliberately ill will. My God. It's sort of like intentional, sort of like premeditated. You didn't stuck that up in your mind, I'm going to do this. You planning on harming someone. My God, that's why he said, let this mind be in you. Have control of your mind and renew your mind. Renewing, it's constantly renewing your mind. Amen, family. And blasphemy, this one is real serious. The act or offensive of spreading sacrilegious about God or sacred things, profane talk. Have you ever heard folks just using the name of the Lord in vain? In their vain, I call them their vain conversations. When we go to Matthew 12 and 32, he tells us, anyone who speaks a word against the Son of man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or the age to come. My God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Family, we have to have that power. Power over these members. That little tongue that can get us in trouble. Amen, family. I tell you, family, we are all family doing his will. Praying with one another and standing in a gap and praying for those that's not able to pray right now. He has given all new creation. Oh, my God, in Christ. Nothing. When we say there shouldn't be nothing to lie about one to another. When we lie one to another, those are fleshly ways. My God. He told us no matter how bad the truth, tell the truth. If it hurts, but it's going to set us free. And my mom used to say, I'll whip all seven of y'all till I get to the truth. Ooh, we got to keep it 100. I tell you, like whatever you say, you have to be able to repeat it. Repeat it and say it again. And whatever, I tell you, whatever you speak of someone, I tell you, it's a good practice just to keep your mouth off other folks. I tell you, when you think about it, some people might be telling you it's difficult to remember. It's difficult to remember lies. I always say it's difficult to remember them unless you're writing them down. And if you're writing them down, we really have a problem. Oh, my gosh, my God. I tell you, the it's a huge problem. I tell you, some folks will tell you something, tell you a lie in the morning, and they can't even remember the lie, and they tell you a different lie in the afternoon about the same thing. That's why he say, keep it 100. The truth hurts, but I need to hear the truth. I don't know about y'all, but I need the truth, hear the truth. And, you know, I know my sisters in Batemi, you in the flesh, you know, but some of us, we have to hear the truth. Because sometimes we can be operating, we think we're okay. No, some people say, something going on right there. Amen. I tell you, we are all new in Christ Jesus, a new way of thinking, new behavior. When you have new behavior, get new actions. With new actions, you get new results. I tell you, we can't go around some of the places we used to when we had them old deeds upon us. Some of us not spiritually strong enough. Don't fool yourself. You have to build up your spiritual muscle to fight off. I always call them the three keys. This is something Dr. Hamilton, Edward Hamilton, teaches on. Tempted, temptation, and trouble. The tempter is always there. He gonna come get you if you allow him. He don't have no power. You got power within you. You gotta tell him, like, Lord, stand down, devil, stand down. My gosh, you have to speak to him. And sometimes, family, that might be the devil that's within you. Get out your own self way. Tell you, family, his word is working in me. I thank you, Jesus, because I know, I can tell when I'm jumping from the spirit to the flesh. I can tell. I have to come in the room. I have to just shut down. I have to get in his word. I have to lay my hands on it, open it, wherever it opened to, and just meditate on it. Amen, family? I tell you, but we all have room to grow. We all have room to grow in Jesus. Amen? I tell you, Christ, he's within all of us. All of us as believers. Then when it says, I am the elect of God. You know, that's a big thing there. You have to receive that. You know, we got elections going on. God, I am the elect of God. He chose me. They say, who you going to vote? He chose me. Oh, my gosh. And I always say, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, following the example of Christ. Christ Jesus. Amen. Tender mercies. When you think of tender mercies, that means very personal and individualized blessings and strength, protection, assurance, guidance. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Loving, kindness, and support. And spiritual gifts we receive from and because of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. You see people that have their spiritual gift, they can sing. They can sing hymns and psalms to the God. Those come from God. He has gifts for each and every one of us. We just have to ask him. Amen, family? Kindness, humility, my gosh. Friendly, generous, considerate. Humility means, family, being modest. Taking the low view of one's own importance. Who am I? My God. I'm just, oh my gosh. And humbleness, being meek, gentleness, patience. This is a good one right there. Patience, long suffering. Patience, and I tell you, it has to be patience. Long suffering is our patience. In spite of trouble, especially those caused by other people. But we're going through long suffering, but we're still, family, we're going back to 3:13. It says, bearing with one another in love and forgiving one another. Monday night, I think on Let's Talk Jesus, Pastor Luckett, he, you know, they had an awesome Let's Talk Jesus, let's praise him. for his characteristics, him loving us unconditionally, him laying down his life. And he asked the question on the broadcast, which one of us will lay down our life for somebody? My God. I was like, my God, I was just in there. I said, you know, some of us still struggling with having a real hard time, difficulty on forgiveness. Forgiveness. Some of them don't want to forgive people for little small things. They have families that's been separated and won't talk, won't speak. Over, they can't, probably don't even remember what it's about. But unforgiveness, we can't have that. Because when we all say, everything begins with love. We know God is love, so everything begins with love. We can't never get to love. We have unforgiveness. Amen, family? Unforgiveness. At 3:14, he says to us, put on love, the bond of perfection. God is love. Our bond with God, the way to the Father, the way that he loves us. And those whom we love, we help. We help to support when they're in need. He said, love our neighbors as we love ourselves. That's a big thing. Love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Then we got to say, do we love ourselves? Because if we don't love ourselves, we can't love our neighbors. So we got to go to the Lord and say, Lord, teach me how to love me. Love me some me so I can love my neighbors as I love myself. Love, family love, agape love, the bond of perfection, the godly love. That comes from our heart. And it's not the love just because I wanna boast. Love like Christ. Family, we need more pure love. My God. Then, family, we're going to Colossians 3:15. Tells us, and the peace of God, which rules over our members. His peace. His peace, not as the world gives. Thank you, Jesus, for his peace. The peace of God. My God, he told us. We are all should be praising God, praising him because we can sing to the Lord with grace in our hearts. Just thank him. Thank him. You know, I was thanking him this morning because this morning I spoke to Evangelist Virginia and she was going out to vote. So I was thanking God for the seniors. And then I was spoke to call, talk with Pastor Lori, Prophetess Lori. And I spoke with her mom on the phone, and she was going to vote. And I was just praising God for his goodness and his faithfulness that he's getting them out so they can cast their votes. Amen, family. I tell you, you may hear me always say, I tell you, my mom rests in heaven, but that was her word. So that's been imprinted in me. Amen. But we are all family. I tell you, many members with different functions. Whatever your function is, it's building up the body of Christ. Amen. And we all have one purpose. All the church that's within us is to come together to be one church. And we are obligated. We are obligated in Christ to live in unity. I tell you, when he lives within us, we're able to reach others. One church, one family. Striving, sharing him, sharing his true living word. Last week on Women Speak Now, Prophetess Lisa shared that we pray, and I pray for, you know, I pray for all my leaders. I pray for all you leaders, but I pray personally for all my Provoked to Purpose, Pastor E, and our Now Network family. I pray for all of you guys to be restored as you pour out his true living word to reach the lost and found. Because I always say I thank God for you guys because I was once lost. Didn't know. I was walking in darkness. I did. Glory be to God, okay? But I tell you, family, again, I say, the most important things in life is family. We have to strive to work together not apart. A family that's together, you work together. Because if we're working, going separate, we'll never meet. Amen, family? We have to stop doing things for ourselves in this family. In this family, we're our children of God. Amen, family? And we're all His. And family, in verse 1 Timothy 5 and 8 says, but if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, and for his, hold on one moment, family, I messed with this tablet, and has denied the faith, and is worse than an unbeliever. My God, I have to read this again. 1 Timothy 5 and 8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those in his household, or has denied the faith, and is worse than a non-believer. That's saying us that know his word, believers. For God so loved the world that whosoever believes shall not perish but have everlasting life. We are believers. Amen. And family, also turn, go with me. I know I'm going rapid with them, but Philippians 2, 3, and 4. It says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mood, let each other esteem others better than himself. That each of you look out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. My God, the interests of others. You know, family, we were praying, you know, we've been on the Now Network, Pastor E's Wake Up, Get Up, pulling the minds back in. There's so many minds out there, they're not in their right mind. And when you look at that verse, it says, let each of us look out, not only for those, for his own interests, but also for those interests of others. This is why these ministries, families, we strive together to help and reach out to those that's not able. And if you're not able to get out of the house and do the things, and you see some of your family, you see them out there doing things, they're feeding the homeless, they're making sure winter's coming, they're making sure they have shelter, blankets, socks, personal items. We should do what we can. We should do what we can. And when we do it, we're doing it from our heart. Because we're doing it for the glory of God. Family, this is a time we're striving right now. We're striving as people of God because we put our trust and our hope in Him. But we're striving, all of us are striving now to survive this pandemic, this COVID. Because we have our hope and we have our trust in Him. Yes, I've been in. But you know what? I know why I've been in, because I'm claustrophobic. The mask, I just can't breathe with it. But I always ask the Lord. Lord, give me strength when I have to get out of it for a few minutes or so. He calms me. He gives me that peace within. Thank you, Jesus. But family, through this COVID, be wise, use godly wisdom, be respectful, be loving one to another. Keep your distance. This is real. Pray more. Pray for those that's not able to pray for themselves. Help more. If you're able to help someone, help more. I thank God our neighbor, Diane, she came home. She had chemo. When she was in, we had to look after her husband, Bob. But that's how you do. You love your neighbor as you love yourself. Then you have to ask yourself, always say, sometimes you got to just put that question in your mind. What would Jesus do? When somebody asking you, you're going on the street and they say, excuse me, miss, can I have 50 cents? What would Jesus do? Oh, don't shrug them off and you might have a pocket full of money. Come on now, Lord. Lord knows. He knows us. He sees all, knows all. He's omnipresent. You just have to believe and in him. Whatever we're going through right now in this pandemic, enjoy the bubble and spend time with him. Spend more time, more intimate time with him. Let him speak to our hearts. Let him purge out some of them things in us. Let him work on our members. Oh, we just don't lose focus. Don't lose focus. Stay focused on him, family. Amen. Family, I tell you, there's sometimes, and there's some things like this pandemic. I tell you, we got to all bond together. I like to hear Fred Hammond put, as we joined as one big family. Oh, praise God. One big family. And I thank God I am his elect. Hallelujah. Praise God. Family, at this time, that ends my session with What's the Word with Minister Terry. And I'm going to turn it over to my brother, our family, Dr. Edward Hamilton. Praise God. Praise God for his goodness. Praise God for his glory. We praise God for his work. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, from the bottom of my heart for those that tuned in.
Oh,
tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You
Hallelujah,
could at least gave me a
Father
song.
God.
You could have gave me a hymn.
Praise God. Praise God, Pastor.
Amen. Good word, woman of God. Good word. Good word. Your God is really blossoming in you. I'm so proud to be connected to you. I want to open up the lines right now. I know there's many
God.
Online that may want to comment. Some may have questions. Some may need prayer. Somebody just wanted to just give you a shout-out today. Go ahead and dial one. Come on in to What's the Word on Women Speak Now with Minister Terry here live on the Now Network. Don't be shy. Dial one. So how's it going, sis?
It's going well. You know, Pastor, I do well as long as I don't have to put that mask on and cover my airways. But I'm good. I hate the mask too.
That's why a lot of people stay home because they don't want to deal with the mask.
Oh yeah.
But we're still making it and we're still here.
Yes, he is.
Prophetess Lauren, come on, welcome to What's the Word with Minister Terry. Good evening, woman of God.
Is she muted? Good evening.
Oh,
praise God.
Good evening. I'm sorry. Good evening. I forgot I'm on mute. Praise God. Good evening, man.
Praise
God. Good evening, woman of God. I was just sitting here and just marveling too at the God in you, the Holy Spirit in you, and just listening to, you know, God speak through you.
Praise
and you're
God.
absolutely correct on, you know, that we as God's people, we need to walk in love. And this is what God is relaying to his people. This is God's heart. This is what God is speaking more and more and more and more. And if we're anywhere close to God and Holy Spirit,
yes.
and we're really attentively listening to what the Spirit is saying unto the church, we all will hear the same message. That is to unify. That is to come together.
Unity.
That is to love one
yes.
another. That is stop this rivalry stuff. Stop this, you know, just coming against each other. The church is in a mess, and God is just calling for us to just come together and just walk in unity and walk in love like never before.
East
because
west,
this is his
north
will.
And south.
This is his way. This is
That's
who he
right.
is. Anything other
Amen.
Than that, we're out of order and we're in a disarray. And God is just trying
Amen.
To bring us together so he can call on, so Jesus can come back so that we can, just do this thing the right way. God is coming back
Get
for
right
a church,
church,
blameless, a blameless
right.
church. He's coming back for a church without blemishes,
without
wrinkles. He's coming back
yes.
for his people, and he's coming back.
Amen.
And it's not that many that's going to make it in because we really think that God
Why?
Is playing, and we're not hearing, we're not listening to the Spirit of God.
Yes.
God,
Amen.
God is love.
Yes, he
God
is.
God is love.
That's,
yes,
that's
he
we're
is.
Not
you know
operating
what, like,
in love,
the
then
first.
What are we operating? What God do we know? What
if
God
we
are
can't
we serving?
Get those first two, we don't get the first two together, to love the Lord with all our mind, heart, soul, and our spirit, and love our neighbors as we love
and,
ourselves,
yes.
Thank you. Then we got to work on that love of the tattoos. Look, out of two that
I got to say this to y'all yeah. because I'm going to be honest with you. Now, this is just my opinion, okay?
Yeah.
And I study the word. I believe the word fully. But I believe, I mean, I don't have a doubt. And I know it's crazy. I know it's crazy for me to say this. But I still believe everybody's going to make it in. I don't ever count
yes.
out nobody or throw anybody out, because if I keep doing enough work to show people the real God, the one who loves and forgives and helps and assists,
yes.
I'm not going to stop until everybody make it in. Now, I can give you some scripture on that, you guys, is that the Bible says that he's not slack to his promises. His desire is
right.
that we all make it. Now some may not make it. I'm just saying, you know, the odds may be against them. But in my mindset, I still think everybody going to make it. And even when we get in, the ones yeah. that have done right, I think God is so forgiving, he's still going to be looking there saying, repent and come to
but
me.
But you know what? Pastor, yeah, I'm listening to you and Prophet Glory, though. Just continue to be the light, to light it up. Because
exactly.
some people, his word lights up their path, you know, and everybody has their time when they're going to come out of this darkness, when they're going to want to see the light. They're going, oh, now I see the light.
Yeah.
Now I know,
yeah.
you know, because, you know, when I came out, you know, I felt like I was so behind, and my pastor in Bakersfield told me before, he said, no, baby, people have been here so many years doing this, and you just keep doing what you're doing. And then,
yep.
you know, seeking more,
right.
seeking more of him, you know. So,
well, we know God's will is that all shall be saved. None shall perish. That's his will.
That's right.
That's his will. He's given us opportunity to get it right. You, everybody.
Come on now, and see,
you know,
and see,
we
and if we keep the mindset,
yes.
and continue to stand on that, and say, you know what, I'm just gonna stay focused. That if I
That's
do
right.
my part, the,
I'm gonna do my
the,
part.
The
I
region,
ain't got time to worry
I'm
about nobody
my part.
Else.
Yeah.
Say, come on now. Now you can take off running. Go on and run. Don't tear nothing up in your house.
But you know,
go ahead and take off running now. Because see, when I worry about me, that means I ain't worried about nobody else, but I'm still caring.
Yeah.
And I want to do the right thing that other people can
see.
See
my
example from me to say,
if
that one there. But, you know, I just hope that everybody say this, Minister Jerry, when they look at me and say, if that one there can do it, I know I can do it.
I can do it too.
Yeah.
But you know, you guys just,
yeah.
I was saying that you're still caring, but you're still caring and you're still sharing, because you know, you know this is what God has called us to do. Don't matter, because sometimes it is not going to continue to fall on deaf ears. Somebody going to hear. Oh, he's speaking to me. He's speaking through him to me. He's speaking through her to me. So we just keep doing it, and then, you know, people go, oh, that caught me. You know, it
I
may
just
take
want what
time,
God wants.
Yeah.
I want the same thing God wants. Whatever his heart
yes,
is
sir.
And whatever he
whatever
feels,
his will is.
Yeah.
Whatever
his
will is.
Work.
Let
yes,
it be done.
Be done.
Real talk. Real talk. Real talk.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Let's see. Look, we done got talking. Nobody else dialed one. Oh, Evangelist Virginia. I know he wants to get in on What's the Word tonight. Come on in, Evangelist. Welcome to What's the Word with Minister Cherry.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening, woman of God. How are you, my sister?
Oh, I'm blessed on purpose.
Blessed on purpose.
I'm blessed on purpose.
Hallelujah.
How you doing, God?
Pastor E. All right, now.
I'm here.
Glory.
I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm here.
How you doing, Prophet Glory?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Oh, wait a minute. I might have muted her. Hold on. I might have muted the prophet. There she
God
is.
Bless you.
Oh,
God
there she
bless
go.
You,
God
my
bless.
Sister.
God bless
praise
you.
God.
Love you. Good to hear you.
Love you. Minister Terry, I want to give you a shout out, my sister, my friend, woman
Hallelujah.
Of God.
Praise God.
God is good. I want
All
to
the
give
time.
You a shout out. Because what you taught on, you have given so much. You have brought out so many good points. And I want to say this, when you talked about the little tongue, the little pink thing that bit your mouth.
That's right.
The little tongue, it's unruly.
Yes, it is. Start a forest fire.
It is unruly. And we need to watch what we say, how we talk to people, how we answer them. Because the Bible says it's unruly. You could damage someone with your little tongue the rest of their life.
You could speak
life or death to them. And I'd rather speak life than to speak death, because that's going to be on me. We need to be aware of what we say, how we say it, and how we do it. It's unruly.
Yes. And that's why he told us to be constantly renewing our mind. You know, what
we got
you
to
did
constantly renew our
two
mind.
2 minutes ago,
and you know what?
Do something new. Yes.
Yes. And I thank God every chance I get, Minister Cherry, every chance I get, I thank God and I speak to my mind. And I tell my mind to line up with the word of God. I tell my mind to be still. I tell my mind that I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And we don't do this. Some of us got some of that ugly, nasty way that we don't know how to speak to nobody.
Yes.
And yes, I love to talk about unity. We're not unified.
Yes.
We're not unified.
That works.
You talked about striving together. We're not together.
That's why we're going to have to strive. That's why I had
to
tell you.
We
put
to
in
strive.
My spirit. Strive.
We got to
and
strive.
And when you strive, you got to put in some work. You got to scrap together and get it going.
Yes.
You know, because like you
I
got Prophet Zori over in Connecticut, you in Louisiana, got Pastor in California, you got some in Texas. You know, we got them all over, Wisconsin.
All
so
over.
We're striving to build the body of Christ. One church. He's
and you
coming
know,
back
word of God
one
said,
church.
The word of God said, we are not perfect, but guess what?
Not
we
perfect.
We could strive. Toward possession to
Christ
become
Christ.
Perfect like Christ. I love that striving together. We can strive towards perfection to become perfect like Christ.
Yeah, his character.
No, I'm not perfect, but I'm striving.
He walked in humility.
I am striving.
Jesus was the most humble servant, and he was a servant.
Yes, he
didn't
was.
Mind waiting on people. Some people don't want to serve nothing.
No,
but they
and
serve
talk
they want to get
love.
Paid.
Yes. Minister Terry, we talk about love. And you go to Galatians, I think that's 5:22. And you look at the place, what we see is love.
Love, fruits of the Spirit, yes.
What we see is love, and next to love is joy.
But
so
see, that's why it's
every day you love me. Yes.
Everything.
Every day
everything
you
revolves
me, you
around
tell
love.
Me every day. Put it in action. Put it in action.
It's an action word.
It's an action word. It's a word.
Action words. Love covers all. Love conquers all. Amen.
Yes. One for all and all for one.
Yes, unity. Praise God.
Unity.
Praise God.
Unity.
I thank you, Evangelist, for joining in. I love you. I love you too, Miss Baton Rouge, Miss Connecticut, and we're past.
And Miss Orange County.
Love you too. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Oh, praise God. Love you all.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God for his faithfulness. And I thank you, sister, for standing up on the East Coast, for family, for support. But I pray that we all continue to just strive. Strive as a family.
Awesome.
Yes.
Family.
Pray for each other. Praying for each other.
Praying together. Because you know, he told us, pray without ceasing. Take it out for our needs. Yeah, he knows what we need. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is Pastor E still on the line? Praise God.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And nobody else is dial one. So we're going to end this broadcast at this point right now. We got a lot of online callers and a few still lingering around online. Nobody else has dialed one. So go ahead and pray us out of here, woman of God. Great job again tonight. Family, know you guys are loved, honored, and appreciated. We're going to join you tomorrow night for Let's Talk About It with myself and Pastor V. tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join us on Facebook Live. Go ahead, Minister Terry.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the ones that came in and support, the families that supported. Thank you, Father, for the family online. And, Father, we thank you for the family that comes later to the archives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we continue to strive together. We continue to have love for one to another. We continue to just lift up your name, lift up the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that things going on in the world, we do not take our focus off your son, Jesus. Father God, as we leave here, Father, we leave here with love in our spirit, in our heart, and we leave here in unity, one love, one family, one body, one church. In your son, Jesus' name, Father, I release my prayers to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Good night, family. God bless you all.
K-Classic. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Only do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses. Cause they're always on time. Right. So wait.